Right, Steve Mead, Phoenix FM. I'm at the Hermit. They've been their Halloween special tonight. It's towards the end of October, obviously. I'm lucky enough to catch up with Lord Zeon and Cindy Rott from Spit Like This. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello. I'm very well indeed, thank you.
I'm very good. I'm hot but good.
Thank you very much for sparing some time with us this evening. Fresh off the stage. You're smelling lovely.
Absolutely. Yes. Do you want to lick?
Nah, pass, thanks. All right. It appears that you're constantly gigging. Have you guys still got full-time jobs? You know, how do you fit it all in?
Me and Vicky run smellyourmum.com, the t-shirt company, so that pays for our share of Spit Like This, and Cindy
does bits and pieces.
That sounds really dodgy.
Yeah.
And you really don't want to know what Giles does.
Okay, yeah, we'll leave it at that. That's absolutely fine. And that was very vague. Well done, Cindy. Perfect, yeah. So you finally got the album done. Bit of a stupid question, but happy with the finished product?
Extraordinarily happy with the finished product. We've spent a lot of time and money on it. It was a no-expense-spared endeavour. And the end results are better than most things that you will hear from a band at our level. Actually, scrap that. They're better than everything you will hear from a band at our level.
It was beyond any of our expectations. We scheduled in, I think it was 20 days to start off, but, you know, we're not going to be happy if we're making an album that's going to hit the streets. We're not going to be happy with something that doesn't live up to our expectations. So 20 days turned into 30, and then it turned into 38 or something. And now I feel like we've kind of been launched off the end of a thing into sort of nowhere, and right now we're sort of scrabbling to get all the sort of bits and pieces, because there are a lot of people waiting to hear it, and of course it's a couple of months late, so it's exciting but uncertain. It's good to have it done though.
Excellent. Going back to tonight at the Hermit, how was it for you on stage tonight? Enjoy it?
It was really, really good. I'd say it's probably actually my favourite gig that we've done here.
Fantastic. It's still very warm. You've played Brentwood before.
Yes.
Like you say, it's the best one that you've done here, but do you like coming to Brentwood? Do you like coming out to just outside of London?
Yeah, Brentwood's fantastic. Someone said it earlier on that every place should have, every town should have a place like the Hermit, because it's somewhere for the kids to go and enjoy themselves, and it's good for us to be able to show them what we're all about and reel them in.
Fantastic. What's the best part about being in Spit Like This for you?
It's interesting. I'm the newest member. I've only been in Spit Like This for about a year now. The best part. Well, as soon as I saw the website, www.spitlikethis.com, and as soon as I spoke to his lordship, I realised that it was just an awesome thing, because it's just complete expression. You know, it's visual, it's music, it's attitude, it's like a universe that you're a part of. It's not like a band. We don't go up and just sort of play through the songs and expect the audience to listen, sort of thing. Everyone's a part of it. It's really good. It's like complete expression and freedom. It's good.
And for you, Zeon?
What he said. What's the best thing about being in Spit Like This? What do you want me to say? Just go and have a look at the website and you'll understand entirely. There's a lot of fans out there that are afraid to just go a little bit over the top and are afraid to have fun, and we're not.
Okay. Conversely then to that question, what's the worst part about being in Spit Like This?
Trying to fit everything in, I think, I don't know if worst is too strong a word, but it's certainly the hardest part. Like you mentioned earlier on about having to earn money, and we do have to earn money, and it is very difficult to find the time to do all of that. But we're not complaining, because we love it.
It means everything to us to give audiences, whether there's five people or, you know, 300, 1,000, whatever, to give them like a full experience, like a big stage experience. So it's a lot of pressure for us and a lot of carrying stuff around, and it's hard work, but it's what music should be. So
actually, I want to add something. The worst thing about being in Spit Like This is the M25, because we live near it, and to do just about any gig we have to go on it.
I'll top that.
The worst bit about Spit Like This is being on the bus with Zeon driving on the M25 in the traffic.
Okay, fair enough. All right, individually, some major influences on your sound and outlook.
Well, I'm influenced by everything that I've ever listened to, I think. Stuff that I particularly appreciate is stuff from the 80s, like Adamant, and Duran Duran and a lot of the pop stuff from the 80s, plus a lot of the rock stuff from the 80s. Moving into the 90s and stuff, I got into the Wild Hearts, and I love all of that. Just basically every bit of music that I've ever listened to. Queen, T-Rex, old stuff, new stuff, everything.
Cindy?
There's not really much that ties together. Well, like, in terms of genre, it's more attitude and feeling, the stuff that I like. It goes back, the stuff I listen to goes back centuries and seems to stop about 1975. But, yeah, all the great guitarists, you know, Mick Ronson from David Bowie's, you know, The Spiders, Bob Dylan's a big hero of mine, Frank Zappa, all sorts of older stuff, really, but it was slightly less convoluted back then, I think, is the thing. The music was sort of more pure, and as a guitarist, that's kind of my job. Yeah.
Okay. We mentioned earlier that, you know, you gig like mad. Favourite venue to play?
Well, it would be foolish of me to not mention the not the attic. Fuck. Scrap that. Yeah. Where are we? The Hermit. The Hermit. We absolutely love the Hermit. It is a really good venue. Any venue that allows all ages gigs is probably our favourite. On the big size, we played the Electric Ballroom with the Misfits recently, and that was really, really good. So there's two different sort of gigs. The big ones are different. You don't get the love with the audience quite the same because they're a bit further away. But it's good to be able to do those gigs. But the ones here where you can actually touch and smell and feel the people, they're the best ones.
Cindy?
Touching, smelling, feeling. I won't jump in straight away with I like the younger venues that allow under 18s necessarily, but but I do. Like the younger people, just they seem to have a lot more fun. They seem to be more ready to have fun, at least. I love them. They smell good, and there are fewer and fewer of these venues around. So any of the authorities that put, you know, any sort of weird things on what young people should or shouldn't be doing, they're learning cool stuff, they're having a good time in a nice environment and stuff. So these places are cool, these underage places. The O2 Arena is pretty cool as well. We have yet to play there, but but we went to see Prince there and it was pretty good, and we're going to go up there and do our magic there at some point.
Fantastic. You don't need to name names, but you can just like allude to an area. Least favourite venue to play?
My least favourite, I think, has actually been the Twist in Colchester, funnily enough. It was just a bit shit. Well, I probably can't say shit, can I?
No,
it
fine.
Was just a bit rubbish. Okay, I can't say shit. Yeah. It was shit. Okay.
And we didn't even get a goodbye, did we? No, the doors were shut. We unloaded. I went back in. No payment. I went back in to shake the guy by the hand, so, you know, it wasn't a great night, but thank you for having us and blah, blah, blah. And he'd locked us out. So.
Nah.
Yeah. Nice guy.
No more needs to be said. Right, looking forward towards the, well, we're back into 2007 now, but into 2008. I know we've got the album coming out. What else have you got in the pipeline? What's the plan for, you know, the next 12 months or so?
Well, we've got a couple of really good gigs coming up. I think the most important gig for us is the Hard Rock Hell Festival. We're the only unsigned band that's playing one of the major stages there, which we're chuffed to bits about. And there's a lot of people that are going to be there that have already expressed an interest in licensing the album from us. So hopefully something will come from that, and then next year we release the album and just tour lots and sell loads of copies of it. It's that simple.
Yeah, Hard Rock Hell couldn't be timed better. If you want to see a great show, come down and see us at Hard Rock Hell. But we've got the album, like his lordship says, there's plenty of people there who are interested in us who are going to make a point of seeing us. So the way forward, it's exciting at the moment, but quite where we end up, I don't know. It's kind of, I'm kind of nervous of the decisions that have to be made sort of imminently, but it's exciting.
Fantastic. And lastly, where can people find out more about Spit Like This? Where can they find out more about you guys?
We've had an online presence at www.spitlikethis.com for years now, and we get about 50,000 hits a month on that, so you should join that. There's our MySpace site, which is myspace.com/spitlikethisuniverse. Become one of our friends. They're the two key places to find out everything you need to know about us.
Yeah. come and have a sniff around the websites, check it out, and make sure you come down to a gig, because that's where the experience is.
Fantastic. Oh, Cindy, Zeon, thank you very much for your time tonight on Phoenix FM. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll catch up again soon. Cheers.